Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking to the Beyond with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and with me, as always, is Robin Wolf. Hi, Robin. How are you?
I am very well today, Robert. How are you?
I'm very well on this beautiful, rainy, dreary day in New Jersey. What's the weather like in Virginia?
Yep. Same here. Rainy and cold.
Oh, yep. Well, it could be worse. It could be snow. What?
That is true. No, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I was, last week I was in Texas with my daughter, and I was delayed coming home, as is why we didn't have a show last week, because I was supposed to go through Chicago down to Virginia, and it snowed in Chicago, so I couldn't get out on time, and they had me fly directly to D.C., which was nice, but I can't believe they had a snowstorm in Chicago.
Wow.
But I guess it happened.
Yeah.
So how is Roxy feeling, Robert?
Oh, Roxy's doing very well. She's actually sleeping right next to me. Her pancreatic levels are where they should be. I take her back in a couple weeks to have a recheck. So I want to thank everybody for the prayers and well wishes for her. And Raven really missed her. She missed her big sister. And they're getting along very, very well. So thank you.
That is good. I'm sure that everybody wanted to hear that, because I know everybody's been praying, so that's good.
Absolutely. The prayers and the well wishes are very much appreciated, and they're working. They are a magical tool for us. So. And I'm talking about her, she's looking at me like, all right, enough about me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So this afternoon we are so lucky because we are going to be interviewing Lorraine Rise. She is the CEO and founder of Career Uprising here in Reston. I don't think it's Reston, but here in the Virginia area. And so a little bit about Lorraine, and then we'll bring her on to talk a little bit more about Lorraine. Lorraine built her career on the practice of coaching others to succeed. And her career began in the health and weight loss industry, coaching hundreds of clients to reach their weight loss goals. She was the director and regional trainer for Jenny Craig Incorporated, and she has hired and trained and mentored dozens of employees in the areas of sales, customer service, and management. She was laid off in 2013, and she took that opportunity to make a career change into human resources. And then in 2015, she made another career change and founded Career Uprising. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Lorraine's coaching style is truly holistic, blending elements of the physical and spiritual world. And she has served well over 200 clients in over 30 industries, both public and private. So without further ado, I'd like to bring Lorraine on so she could talk to all of you.
Hey,
there,
everyone.
Lorraine?
I am. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Robin, and it's nice to meet you, Robert.
Nice to meet you, too, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yes, drowning in all the rain that Robin is drowning in as well today, but I'm doing well.
Yep.
I'm one of those people. I kind of like a good rain. I enjoy it.
No, I agree. It's very cleansing to walk in the rain.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. Sometimes it feels good. I know when I was in Texas last week, the Uber driver said that he was so glad it was raining because his allergies were so bad. And I said, oh, my asthma is so bad. And he says, don't you worry. The rest of the week is going to be sunny and all of our allergies are going to go away. And that's what happened. The next day it was sunny and my asthma was perfect the entire week in Texas.
Oh.
Until I came home.
So
sometimes the rain is good. So, Lorraine, tell us a little bit about you and about your business.
Yeah, thank you. So I have what I'm doing now through Career Uprising, I have been doing for just exactly 4 years now. I think we're coming up on the 4-year anniversary of my company, and it's morphed and evolved in a lot of ways in just that short time in 4 years. But what I do is, I guess at the simplest level, it's career coaching, but I think it's really broader life coaching as well, and that is kind of the way it's trending and where it's going. And I help people to change careers, look for work, and also just overcome a lot of limitations within themselves and their thoughts and their feelings, and really just help them to get more satisfaction out of their careers and their lives. And careers have always just been a big theme in my life. It's always been I've always loved working. I've always, even shortly after I had my daughter, I've always wanted to go back to work. I have a passion for the professional world. It's been a prominent theme in my life. And so when I was looking to make a career change myself a number of years ago and start working for myself, it was very, very clear to me what I was going to do, that I was going to help other people to achieve career satisfaction, to know themselves better professionally, and just increase their confidence as well. And so it's gone amazing places already so far in just a couple of years, and I'm excited to see where it continues to go. But it's a nice blend, I think, of career coaching, life coaching, and also a nice blend too of kind of the practical and the spiritual together. I think that is the most effective way to help people, is to give them the big picture, but then also the nitty-gritty details of how do I get there. You know, there's the what, the why, and the how. And so I like to think that I kind of walk people through all three of those steps, and it wasn't always that way. I really started my practice out focusing much more on just the tactical job search advice and resumes and things like that. And I still do that, but it's evolved greatly into, also the spiritual and the big picture and, you know, our thoughts and how those play into our results and things like that. So it's really evolved a lot over the last few years and continues to do so. And I am based pretty close to Reston. Robin, you're almost right. I live in Percival, but it's a tiny town. People don't know where that is. So we say Reston, and that's better. People might know where that is. Okay. In the DC area. Yeah. So I work out of my home in Percival, but I actually serve clients all over the entire country. And I even had an international client for the first time recently too. So geography is no barrier. I can help clients anywhere. But yeah, that's a little bit about me and what I'm doing now, and where I see it going more, like I said, more and more is even broader life coaching and helping clients with issues even beyond their careers.
So, I mean, the one thing that comes to my mind as you're talking is the fact, so I've known, you know, I saw in your, about in your little bio, you know, in your bio, I saw that you used to be a director and trainer for Jenny Craig.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, so the whole, for me, the healing and let's say preparing yourself for the big picture, for the next job, to be self-confident that you're going to succeed. For me, that's mind, body, and soul, just like it is for, say, a Reiki practitioner. I like the fact that you're bringing in both the physical and the spiritual, but do you also bring in still the diet, the healthy diet of your clients and how they prepare to, you know, focus on themselves to prepare for a new job, for the job of their dreams, say?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I think so. Yeah, because there's the three components that you're getting at, you know, the body, the mind, and the soul, kind of. So, you know, I will say, as far as, you know, anything health or nutrition-wise, I really haven't. You know, I have that background, certainly, and I've done extensive nutrition and wellness coaching, and actually I got my bachelor's degree in nutrition when I went to college, so that was originally the track that I thought that I was going to go on, and then I kind of fell in love with the business world and took a departure from my bachelor's degree. But at this point I have not blended that formally into my practice. Now what I have done, though, is helped clients with stress a lot, managing career stress, and do you have getting enough sleep, and do you have a good support system and things like that. So they're, in that sense, yes, but maybe that's a good area of opportunity for the future, is to really take a full kind of 360 you know, view, and because you do have to realize that you're not just coaching the person's situation, you're coaching the entire person, right? Like, this is a whole being in front of you with a body, mind, and soul. That's a good, you know, good point. And you're not just coaching really one aspect of their life, you're coaching them as a whole. So maybe that's an area of opportunity for the future, is to think about blending that nutritional background that I have into the career. But no, so far it's been mostly kind of that the mental and emotional and spiritual side of who am I, what do I have to offer, you know, what brings me joy, where do I fit in, and then and how do I get there is really what I've been helping people with.
That's great.
So I've got two out of the three.
Oh no, I think it's great. I was just curious if, you know, I was just curious about that because I have honestly not spoken to too many, you know, people who help with careers. At least I have not since I was maybe 20. I've always done it on my own. But I think it's interesting. So I was just curious how, you know, how you work with people. So I think it's very interesting. But I love the fact
that you're
bringing in the elements from the physical and spiritual world as well. I just find that totally interesting and fun.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I did it too because I – oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say I did that because I felt like I reached a point about, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, something like that, where I just felt like I was not as effective with clients as I really could be. You know, everything that I was telling them I thought was good and that I believed in and was helpful, but – I just felt like there was a limit to how much I was helping people if I was only focusing on one aspect of it, which is, okay, you know, how to write a good resume or how to interview better and things like that. You know, I just felt like, you know, I think I could reach people at a deeper level and help them more with the big picture. And the only way really to do that was to be open about, you know, where is life and spirituality and the big picture and where are we going and who are we? All those basic kind of questions. And so, it's really kind of taken it to another level for the client to bring all of that together and recognize that, yes, you need a vision and you need to know where you fit into the universe and the big picture and all of that. But then you also need to translate that down into, okay, so what does that mean for me day to day? You know, so, so I'm just sharing that I did that because I felt like, you know, there's a limit, was a limit to my effectiveness if I wasn't really coaching people on the big picture.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Lorraine, Robert?
What is your website? How does somebody contact you if they wanted your services?
Sure. Yeah. So it's careeruprising.com. And I love saying that now because I just recently rebranded completely and changed the name of my company after all these years, and it's so much simpler now. I had a very long name and a very long URL and everything before. it's all so simple now. So the name of my company is Career Uprising, and you can just go to careeruprising.com. You can learn more about me and how I got started and what programs I have and things like that. And I'm also on Facebook, a pretty good presence there. And I also am on LinkedIn. I know I'm one of like the few. That's not one of the cool sites to hang out on. Not a lot of people are always on LinkedIn. But for my line of work, you know, it's big. So I have a good presence there and get a lot of clients there. But I'm also on Twitter a little bit. I haven't cracked that code quite as well. But LinkedIn and Facebook, you can find me on
Twitter.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm on Twitter, but I don't ever on there. I don't know how to work it properly. So,
I'm actually on LinkedIn also because of my prior history of being a presentation designer. So I am actually on LinkedIn, and I have been blogging on LinkedIn, and it's interesting because now I kind of get clients for my spirituality and my mediumship and not so much for my presentation design work, which is good. But I still use LinkedIn a lot, so LinkedIn's been helpful for me as well.
Did
you have any other questions, Robert?
Me then.
No, I'm just taking it all in. So.
Okay. Because I know Robert wants to, is working to change his career path.
I'm going back to college online, and I want to do something more of a career type of thing. I have a very good job right now. I do enjoy the people that I work with, and I enjoy what I do. But I want to be more, I don't know if fulfilled is the right word, spiritually. So, yeah, I might be taking you up on that off on your services very soon.
Well, I'm here for you.
Thank you.
That's great.
And it's funny that you said you work for Jenny Craig. 5 years ago, I was at my heaviest. And between then and now, I've lost 112 pounds through diet,
goodness.
Exercise. And, yeah, I've been working with a doctor I see once a month. He's not a nutritionist. He's just a regular internist. But he was my grandmother's doctor, and I see him once a month just to get weight loss updates and blood pressure and pulse and all that fun stuff. And every 6 months I go for blood work just to make sure I'm doing everything correctly. So I'm succeeding in this goal, yes. Instead of hoping to do it,
good.
I'm succeeding.
Yeah.
And
well,
I feel
good for
so much
you.
Better
that,
now.
That is no small
Thank
feat.
You.
No, you know, and one thing,
like losing a small child.
In a sense, yes. Well, good for you on losing that small child.
Thank you. And I walk a lot. I have an 8-year-old dog, almost 8-year-old, I'm sorry. I shouldn't, you know. And we walk as much as the weather permits us to. It's a fun journey.
Oh, good. Well, then you may know as well, having gone through a transition like that, one thing that I share with my clients and one area that I do a little bit more kind of, I would say, life coaching on is the process of change. And one thing that I have found, having coached people with something as kind of practical, I guess, in day-to-day is what are you eating and exercising, things like that, versus now coaching people in a totally different area of their lives and careers, one thing that I have found is that the process of change is the same, no matter what change you're trying to make, right? Whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to improve your confidence, whether you're trying to change careers, you know, or anything like that, it's the process of change really is the same. It requires you to look inward and figure out, you know, who do I want to be and how do I need to show up for being this new person who's, you know, because you're not necessarily the same person that you are now 100 pounds lighter. And I don't just mean physically, right? You know, it changes you as a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have to kind of project into the future and think, well, what is that person going to be and how can I start being that person? And it's all the same with careers. You know, you want to go into move into this new field and do this. Well, how is that going to change you and how are you ready for that? And who do you need to become in order to do that? It's all really, I found the same. And the funny thing is I cannot honestly believe how much of my time and my experience at Jenny Craig I use now, even though I'm not coaching people in the same area. It just kills me sometimes. It's great. It's a good thing. I realize how much of that training that I had and that experience counseling people, even though in a totally different area, is still relevant to what I do today. And I just think that it's all by design. It was not an accident that I started that way and then evolved into this. And I just wanted to share that because you might relate to that as somebody who's gone through a transformation like that. It extends to any kind of a transformation that you want to make in your life.
Oh, yeah. And change doesn't happen overnight. It's an everyday process. I've learned with at least losing weight that it's everyday decisions. Like, do I need that donut or should I have a piece of fruit? Or should I walk 2 miles or 3 miles? Those are the decisions, like, should I take the stairs or the elevator? Those are the kind of decisions that you have to make, at least for the weight loss. And with career, should I apply for this job or that job? Should I stay a little while longer until I get more benefits? Or it's all everyday decisions. And change. And the old saying, Rome was not built in a day, it goes for every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. I agree.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I find that just with my clients, I know that we don't do the same thing, but I kind of feel like sometimes we're helping people get to the same place. And because I get a lot of people that will call me for readings, but they really want life coaching. You know, they want me to psychically read them to tell them, should they take this job? You know, how can they get their self-confidence up to move forward in their life? How do they use their intuition to make decisions? So I kind of feel like we are walking kind of parallel to each other, because I feel like in the world today, I feel like so many people have lost their self-confidence, and they've lost the will to jump out of their everyday life to really follow that dream. So I that's why I wanted to bring you onto the show today, because I feel like, you know, you are helping people to take that next step, to take that step so they can follow their dream. And I really do. I feel like self-confidence is a huge issue today, you know, especially with the younger people. You know, I mean, I see it in my daughter, you know, and I've seen it in lots of 20-year-olds right now that are graduating college. You know, it's the world today is really tough to move forward in.
It is. And the funny thing is that you say younger people, because I think that I see is I actually work with older people. I kind of have somewhat of a niche here, and I work with mid and late career job seekers. And the interesting thing is, I think regardless of your age, we all struggle with low confidence sometimes. Confidence is a huge, huge thing that I hear and see in clients and older ones, you know, because there's a lot of older 50, 60-year-old job seekers out there who lack confidence to compete with those younger job seekers who, you know, grew up applying for jobs online and using technology and all these things. And some people feel a little maybe left behind or overlooked because they're 50, 55. So, you know, it's interesting. I think it's something that is ageless in a way. But, you know, it's just what we're not confident about morphs and changes, right? Depending on where we're at in our life. Sometimes,
right? That's true.
Changes. But, yeah, but I definitely help a lot of older career changers and people looking to make a change who are really not confident and can't really articulate or don't know how to articulate what they're good at and claim their strengths and their value and be confident in speaking that. And that's where a career coach comes in big time, is helping people see, yes, that is valuable. Yes, you can take credit for that. You know, it is okay to say that you're good at that and that things like that, because people struggle with that.
That is true. Yeah, I agree with that. We do have a few callers. Do you want to see if they have questions for you?
Sure.
Run the fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take this one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you? What's your first name and where are you from?
I'm Kathy. I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Kathy. How
are you? Hi, Kathy.
I'm good, thank you. How is everybody there?
Good.
We are very well.
Good. I am so glad you touched on the age situation, because that's what I wanted some information on. Even if it's not a career change, but just a career move, employers I have found are not very receptive to the older generation. Even had the labor board tell me that over 40, you're considered unemployable in the state of New Jersey. How do you get past that? It used to be over 50, it would be difficult. Now it's moved down to over 40, apparently. But how do you get past that, even if it's not a new career, but even just a lateral move or just a fresh start somewhere, you know, in a different company? How do you get past, you know, they don't even want to know you if you have gray hair, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. So, yeah, this is a very, and I'm assuming this question was for me, right? You want me to go jump in on?
Oh, anybody, yes. Okay. Jump in, please.
Anybody, okay. All right. So I'm on with this one. No problem. That's my forte. So thanks, Kathy. So this is primarily who I work with and what I do, right? So clients who are 45, 50, 55 plus, something like that. And, you know, I will say this, that there are some unique barriers and some unique challenges for that age group, and that is in the job market. So I won't pretend that there isn't, right? But at the same time, I really challenge clients to dispel this belief, despite what they might hear from people, that employers just aren't interested in older job seekers. That may be true for some. It absolutely might. But there are so many employers out there and that absolutely would be happy to hire you. And I know this because I've worked with so many older clients who've been gainfully employed. And I'm talking people who've had a year plus gap on their resume, right? Like, they're currently unemployed, and I've seen them bounce back and find meaningful work in their field. And I think a lot of it comes from two things. One, busting through that internal belief that I'm too old, no one's going to hire me, and even believing it what other people say, right? Because whoever told you that at the New Jersey Workforce Board or whatever, they're just telling you what their beliefs and their, you know, what maybe they've seen, but that doesn't mean it's true for you. There are many employers out there who will hire you, but you have to believe in that yourself. And the second thing I will say is that if anybody, you know, and if an employer says to you in an interview, or you get the impression that, oh, well, we're not going to hire anyone, you know, at that age, you don't want to work for them. You have all yourself there. And you don't want to work for anyone who doesn't respect you and your value, and you don't have to. And you can keep on going. And it may seem like it's a limited pool there, but I think if we expand our thinking, you know, you will see that there are employers out there who will hire you. So it's kind of a balance of acknowledging, is there age discrimination? Yes, there is, unfortunately. But do we want to take it too far and think that's all we're going to find? No, we don't. Does that kind of make sense?
It does make sense. It's registering with me right now as take the leap. And if they don't want to know you, then, like, just keep moving on, you know.
That's right.
Just,
if they don't want to hire you, yep, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I was approached by a company, and it would mean relocation. And I have adult children, and they turned around, but, Mom, you are so qualified. Just go and see what they have to offer. And I'm like, do I really want to do this? And they're the ones trying to encourage me. And they're the millennials, you know, and they're encouraging.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, they're
just
very wise.
I raised good kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is the lack of self-confidence. I, you know, it's like, really, who would want me at this point? You know, just stay where you are. Don't risk anything. But they're
exactly
saying, take the leap. They're saying, take the leap. And I just needed to hear it.
Yes, I'm going to say exactly what your kids are telling you.
Actually, I am too. Yeah. I'm going to say, take a leap of faith. It's time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what you put out there is what you're going to find, right? So if you put out there this intention and this vibration that I am employable, I am valuable, and I'm going to attract to myself the employer that wants me for me, it's going to happen, absolutely. Yep. It's, and I know you know that belief deep down, but putting it into practice is scary.
Yeah, deep down, I know it. Like you said, deep down, I know it, but it's just very comfortable where I am, but the pay grade isn't proper, and somebody that, I mean, knows what my talents are, has put out feelers to me, and I was just afraid to even consider it, you know. So okay, I thank you very much. I think I may listen to you guys and to my kids.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Well, that was nice.
Did you want to take another call?
I'm glad she called
in.
Sure.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Okay, We'll hold on to her for a second. Let's try door number 3 here. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, it's Kathy Rose.
Hi,
Kathy.
How are you?
Hey, I'm just listening today, but it's easier on my phone than my tablet, so I really didn't have a question today.
Okay. All right. And I'll put you on mute. Hold on a second. There we go. Okay. Gotta love technology. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. So.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just talk and let everybody listen.
There you go. Everybody listen.
Yeah. So I've noticed, Lorraine, that you also do some podcasts. And some radio shows as well. So for everybody that's listening, where can they find your podcast on your website? How do they tune in to listen?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can do that. So I am on a network called Inflow Radio, and Inflow Radio, if you guys, a lot of people, my listeners, and you as well, might be familiar with Summer McStravick. She used to work under Hay House Radio. She is the founder of Inflow Radio, and she's a fabulous lady, and so we just launched this network last year. It's actually 1 year old. And my show was one of the flagship shows. So my show is also 1 year old. So my show is called Career Uprising. And so its home is on Inflow Radio, which is inflowradio.com. But there's actually a lot of places that you can listen to it. I'm on every major podcast outlet. So iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, Stitcher. There's more. I'll probably forget. Wherever you like to. They get it out there. They do a great job of getting it out there for me, and I'm so grateful. So I'm on literally every podcast outlet up there. So it's called Career Uprising. And, I started out as a live show like you guys, and I took a lot of callers for about the first couple of months. And what I do now is more of a traditional podcast. So it is pre-recorded, but I still interview a lot of guests. And I do client success stories and coach people on air and things like that. And I love it. It's my baby. It's my pride and joy. I love speaking. I love the podcast format. I do. I think it's really, really cool. And I think it's definitely the future. I think it's growing and growing, and more people are seeing the reach and the potential of podcasting. And you guys, I'm sure, get that, and we'll continue to see that. It's definitely part of your long-term game. You know, it takes a little while to kind of build up an audience and a following and get people to know you're there, and I'm starting to kind of really see the benefits of that, but I love doing it. So it's Career Uprising. It's on Inflow Radio and my website. You can listen on my website and every major outlet out there.
Okay. Great. Awesome.
I was just interested. It said you've helped in over 30 industries. What industry would you say that you've helped the most in?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. You know, I will say this. This one isn't the most, but it was a lot. It surprised me. This one was a lot more than I ever thought that I would help. I have been surprised at the number of public school teachers that I have helped too. Yes, a lot. Which is good. I just was surprised. That was not a group of people that I thought would approach me, but a lot of them have. I think it's because public school system is this microcosm. It's kind of like the federal government. You know what I mean? Like, it's its own culture and its own thing. And if you've done that your whole career and you feel like you want to do something else, you just feel like a total outsider. Like, you don't know how the private sector works or anything, you know? So that's really what it is. So I've helped a lot of people transition, you know, out of the classroom if they want, and figure out what to do with their skills, maybe in the corporate world, you know? But I've helped people, here in Virginia, technology, you know, is huge. We've got Data Center Alley. So I've helped a lot of people who work within technology in some kind of way. Everything from marketing, project management, human resources, you name it. I worked, one of my early clients was a metallurgist, and I had to Google it. I had no idea what a metallurgist was. is somebody who basically specializes in like working with metal in terms of like building cars. He was in Detroit,
okay,
in the Michigan area, and was built cars, you know, and worked with metal to actually manufacture,
yeah,
cars. It's kind of a dying breed. There's not a lot of metallurgists out there anymore. But anyway, that was a very unique one. So I love working with people of different industries because I feel like I kind of get a sense of their careers vicariously. You know, I learn about all these professions that I would never ordinarily get to learn about. And I think it's fascinating.
Cool. I'm actually on your website now.
Cool.
I'm looking over the success stories. It just, mm-hmm, amazes me. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sorry, I'm reading as I go. Sorry.
Do you have premium resume
writing? Good.
What's that?
Robin, you had a question?
No, go ahead, Robert. It's okay.
Okay, I'm looking on your website and I see the programs, the premium resume writing, the job search coaching, and the career transition coaching.
Uh-huh.
Which would you say,
uh-huh,
was people gravitate towards more?
I would say it's going to be between the resume writing or the job search coaching. And I say that because that the career transition one is one that I kind of hold special. It's really for people who are going through a very significant transition, you know, one field to another that's completely different, or a lot of people who, you know, maybe have been out, they stayed home to take care of their kids for 10 years, and now they have no idea how to get started. So that's for major career transitions. Most people, I would say, do my career jumpstart, which is job search coaching. So that's somebody who pretty much knows what jobs they want, and they're not changing fields, but they lack the knowledge or confidence to just launch a job search. And, you know, maybe they want help with interview skills, they want a second look at their resume, they need that jump start to just get back into the job search.
Yeah.
And I will say one big, big, big thing that I help with, kind of a somewhat of a niche again, is long job tenures. So the older job seekers, you know, the mid and late career folks, they stayed at jobs, you know, for a long time, 10, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of who I help, people who lack confidence getting into the job market because they,
yeah,
haven't looked for a job in 15 or 20 years. So I would say job search coaching is probably one of the most common ones. Thank you for the question.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Lorraine, I don't know why I keep hearing TED Talks. Have you ever given a TED Talk, or are you planning on doing that?
I would love to. No, I've never given one, but that would be an awesome.
I don't know
goal
why I keep hearing it. Yeah, I keep hearing TED Talks, so I just thought I'd ask you.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you talk in front of, like, if a big company were to have a large meeting, has anyone ever asked you to do coaching in large format meetings? Just curious.
You know, I do love speaking, and speaking is something that I have done a fair amount throughout my career, whether it's small groups or, the one-on-one coaching and new hire training, things like that. So, yes, speaking is something that I love and I want to do more of, and that's one reason why the podcast outlet spoke to me, because it was kind of a way to speak with people. If somebody approached me to do that, I would love to get up and speak. That's kind of an initiative going forward that I'm trying to do more of, is do more speaking in front of getting larger and larger groups, things like that. So I wouldn't say I've speaking in front of large groups something I've done a lot, but I want to more, and I've done it on a certain scale. So, but yeah, I love speaking. I do. That's something I want to do more of.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were
Maybe
saying
I'll...
that you've gone international. I think that's pretty amazing. Did these people internationally find you on your podcast?
So that's where LinkedIn has been so good to me. Yeah, what happened was I had a blog post that I did. This was probably a year ago. I think it was like, or maybe a year and a half ago. And it went like kind of crazy on LinkedIn and a group, and I got all these just hundreds of likes and shares and comments and connections and everything like that. I've had a few blog posts where I get lucky and I strike a nerve with people somehow. I don't know, a topic or something. And I did one, and I got all these, just even from all over the world, people sending me these LinkedIn messages. And one of them did result in a sale, a gentleman out in Singapore. So, and it was,
wow,
it's kind of funny because I didn't even have the capability at the time to accept an international credit card through my website. And my husband is my software developer. He's amazing. He wrote my entire website and coded it from scratch, including taking payments and everything. And we were like, if I can be honest, we were like, oh, shit, we have to take an international credit card. We have to make that happen really quick. He wrote the code like in a day for me to accept this gentleman's credit card. And it was just, it was kind of funny. So that was like a growing pain, but like in a really good way. So, you know, but that's the kind of the funny story behind my first international sale. I was like, I made the sale before I was even like physically ready to take it, you know, because I wasn't expecting it. So, but yeah, that's how that came about, from a blog post that I wrote that just went berserk in LinkedIn, which was wonderful.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool when that happens. You never know what you're going to write.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I've had
about 3 or 4 blog posts over the years that have just, for some reason, really resonated with people. So that first one was one I wrote about how to write a killer LinkedIn profile. And then another one that I did was dealing with setbacks in your job search. That got a huge, huge, huge response. And so that was another really good one.
Do you have any other questions, Robert?
Yeah, no, I didn't know about LinkedIn that you could do blog posts, so I was just listening to that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a couple of ways. So, I mean, sometimes it's just a blog post on my website, and I'll post a link to it on LinkedIn, but sometimes
Okay.
I have written, but you can also write an original organic blog post using LinkedIn's format and template there, and they're called publishing articles. So I have a number of articles that I've published on my LinkedIn profile as well. You can do it both ways.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going in the future, Lorraine, with the with your career uprising? What do you see your next steps being?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I think that the big thing for me right now is continuing. I want to continue everything that I'm doing, but just on a bigger scale. So I'm thinking about moving into, you know, a group coaching model. That's something that I haven't really tapped into yet, that a lot of coaches do. And so I'm curious about that and kind of looking into how I might want that to look, because I've done the one-on-one and I love the one-on-one actually. And a lot of people, coaches, feel like they get burnt out on that. And I'm not, I don't know, I'm different. I don't really like the one-on-one, but it kind of does limit you a little bit. You know, you can't always reach as many people. It's only what your schedule can hold. So, and I think there is a certain amount of power in group coaching and connecting with other people who have similar challenges to you. So, you might see that coming in the future. More online workshops as well. Last year I did my first couple live webinars, and that was exhilarating. I love doing live productions like this, live interviews and trainings, things like that. So I likely will do more live webinars and workshops and things like that. And then, of course, like I said, just kind of figuring out where I want to go with this whole life coaching thing. That's really I think that's my end game in a lot of ways, is to really help people with bigger, even bigger issues and different issues. Because, again, like we said, it's the whole person there, right? So, so you'll probably see me eventually. I may even spin off a second company at some point in addition to Career Uprising, that focuses on life coaching as well. So I've got a lot of dreams and plans. Like, I'm just getting started. Yeah,
do you
really
think,
do you think
that you kind of mix the life coaching with the career coaching? Do you ever find that course is over?
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, I found that it was a natural kind of crossover because I found a lot of what I was coaching people onto was increasing their self-confidence, overcoming limiting beliefs and negative self-talk that holds them back. And it's so fitting actually that Kathy called in because she is so much like so many of my clients. Everything she said is exactly what I'd like to help people overcome is kind of, seek and you shall find, right, out there. And it's sometimes we hold ourselves back in that way. But oh gosh, I forgot where I was going with this, lady. Where was I going? I get so, it comes deep into my things. I forget where I'm going. But yes, I do blend. You asked me, do I blend the two? Yeah, I think they kind of naturally blended themselves a little bit. And so it kind of made sense for me to kind of embrace that since that was naturally where things were going. And I found that I really enjoyed coaching people on some of those other issues. And I think I have something to say there. I think that the more experience I get with this, the more I realize, I think I have a bigger message here. I think careers were just the entry point. I think that that was the stepping stone, the starting point for, getting into the coaching game. And that's just the beginning. So the future is exciting. I'm really, really excited for my future and for where it's going to go and what other challenges I can help people to get through.
That's awesome. Do you have any other questions, Robert, or do you want to talk about next week?
No, I just have a comment. It seems like you have a great vision for the future, and it sounds amazing, and I wish you all the very, very best on it. And I think I just lost my whole train of thought.
I'm not the only one. Halfway through my answer, I was like, oh, my God, what was my
question?
I do that all the time. That's nothing new.
please. I think you're right about blending the physical and the spiritual world together to get them mind, body, and soul into harmony, and that way their possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I think that we have one thing that I have learned myself is that I think that we have this tendency, or at least I have in the past, to kind of compartmentalize the different parts of our lives. There's my health, and then there's my professional life, and then there's my home life. But then we forget, it's all just your life, right? It's all you. It's all one. It's all whole. It's all your life, and one affects the other, right? We would be making a big mistake to think that, I just need to focus on my business, or I just need to focus on this. It's one affects the other, and it's a very holistic. So as I'm growing as a person, I'm realizing more and more that it's a holistic approach that we have to take. And we may feel like there's these different compartments to our life, but they all roll up into the same life. And I think we need to look at it that way. So that's very much also at the heart of my coaching.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. You guys get me.
I got
you. We get you. We definitely
you guys understand me. You get
we
me.
Get it. That's fine. So do you have any other questions, Robert?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. So thank you so much, Lorraine, for joining us this afternoon. We're very excited to have been able to speak with you.
Thank you
so much.
We will
Absolutely.
Keep in touch. We
Sounds
will keep
good.
In touch to
Wonderful.
See where you're going. And we'll play the I'll post the link so that you can let your other listeners listen to the interview if they couldn't do so now. So I'll
awesome.
Be posting that after the show. Yeah. So thank you
All
again
right.
so much for taking time out of your day to speak to us.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed it both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Of the afternoon.
Okay, take care, guys. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Robin. So, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I just got my dry throat. So coming up next week,
You've got what?
We are going to change. I said my throat got dry for a second. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so coming up next week, we are going to change the format a little bit and go back to readings. We're going to start doing some readings starting next week, and we're both looking forward to it. We need to change the pace a little bit, right?
Right, yeah. So next week we're going to have a Mother's Day special. It is Mother's Day next Sunday. So
yeah.
I thought it would be great to do to focus on moms. So Robert and I both lost our mothers. So we'll talk a little bit about how we got through, how we healed, and how we got through our own, what we did to heal from the loss of our moms.
Yes.
And then we'll take some callers and do some readings to celebrate moms. And I think that's a great way to get back to what we started the radio show for. Because
yes.
we started the radio show to give readings to people, to give mini readings. So we're going to go back to that. We'll still have guests every once in a while, but we'll mainly be doing readings. Yeah.
Yeah. And
so I think it'll be great.
People, you know, achieve guidance and achieve closure from deceased loved ones, that not everybody is open to receiving messages like we are and seeing spirits, and sometimes spirits come to people in their dreams. And sometimes people aren't open to that either. So we are the catalysts, and we're here to help people. And actually, on Mother's Day, I'm going up to Connecticut, well, to see my mother's gravesite. And I was there last year for the first time in way too long. And I feel like there's a calling for me to go up there on Sunday. So plus I'm going to have dinner with my dad, or lunch with my dad too. And, I'm waiting to see what kind of message that my mom has for me. But
Sounds
I'll make
great.
Sure I'll be back here in New Jersey by 5 o'clock or like 4:45.
You'd better be. Otherwise, I don't know what I'll do without my co-host.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I'd be I don't know. I don't think I could do that by myself, Robert.
I have full faith in you. Full faith.
Oh, do you now?
I do. I promise I will be here by 4:45, sitting in my chair, looking out at my woods. Yes.
Okay.
And what snow?
And the snow that we're going to get next weekend.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
If it's snowing, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
No, Robert does not like that S-word. Oh, no. 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 Yeah, and I'm looking forward to getting back to the roots and giving readings and just helping people along their path. I think there's a lot of messages
totally
from deceased loved ones that need to be passed on, and we are the two greatest catalysts of that. So.
That sounds great.
It's funny,
so,
as we're talking, as we're talking, I see all birds in my backyard. And they're all they're all looking at me like, okay, it's time to, you know, go back and give the messages, because there's cardinals and robins and all kinds of, and there's even a blue jay over there. So I'm loving it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we had a great show today. Love speaking with Lorraine. I think it's great. I love hearing about the coaching. And about how to help people move on, you know, in their careers to further themselves. So I think that was a great interview today.
Yeah, and it's not only about the careers, it's also helping yourself. And by opening yourself up to more opportunities, the right opportunity will come and present itself. And I believe that's what she's doing,
right,
both spiritually and physically. And they work hand in hand, like she said.
Agree. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. So I'm looking forward to next weekend. I think we'll have a great show next week.
Always.
And I thank everybody for listening.
Yes, thank you all.
And I thank you, Robert, for being here.
And Robin, thank you as well. And I'll talk to you in about an hour and a half.
Yes, I will see you in an hour and a half. Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
And we'll bid you hail and farewell for today. Bye, everybody.
Good night.